Welcome back to True Healing with Robert Morse, ND. During these episodes, Dr. Morse explains detoxification for true and natural healing. On today's podcast, from Q&A 560, also available on YouTube, Dr. Morse will answer a pharmacology question and discuss ovarian tumors. For additional information, please review show notes. Remember, this is your journey to Wellville. So, get ready. It all starts right now.
Hello, my dear ones. That was fun last night. It's fun. I'm glad our classes are coming along. It's exciting. It's exciting to talk the spiritual side of chemistry and energy and things like that, because this is where we are. We need to wake up to that. So it's a lot of fun. You guys had some good questions. I know there's so many people out there that are sick and need help. And I think the gist of some of your questions really boiled down to sad thing when you have friends that are in bad ways. And they don't listen to you, and you got to watch them pass. You know, and I've had a lifetime of that. Good friends. I had a really good friend. We moved trees together for years. He helped me build my gardens, and he had a tumor here, and they took it out, and he went that way, and chemo, and I got him, fixed him all up. And so then they found a little tumor in his lower lung. I said, that'll be there forever. You know, just keep eating your fruit, and, you know, don't worry about it, and do your best, cheat if you want, no problems. He didn't listen to me, and I told him, I said, you don't want lung surgery. It's the most painful surgery, and there is. You don't want lung surgery. Mm-mm. Very painful. But he didn't listen to me. It was a little bitty tumor. You got a little tumor in the lungs. Don't worry about it. Because the process of getting it out is not what you're going to like. So he did, and the pain. He says, it's the pain. And, of course, he's another one. What an oncologist recently said, they don't die of cancer, they die of pain. Where'd they get the pain from, bro? And so that's what he did, he died from pain. And I was meditating when he took off. I was meditating at my house, and I looked up, and I have an oriental rug where I meditate. And there his head was, right there. He popped right up there in front of me. Yeah, that was pretty cool. He said, bye, you know, and he wasn't happy. He died unhappy. Sad thing about people that follow allopathy, you generally don't die real happy. Generally in pain, you're on morphine to where you don't know anybody anymore. Is that really life? No. And so the beauty of what we have to offer. So we have a winner. We have a winner. I'm sorry, we have a winner. I'm not sorry, but she sent me this. Oh my God. It's a little ratty right now because I've been carrying it around for a long time. This is a new school logo, guys. Look at that beautiful thing. I had no idea that would be that beautiful. Here it is in a full chart, but that's only for God World's charts. But this is the school's logo. So it's at the heart, but it encompasses all of creation. It's pretty cool. Real cool. I love this. Gold, white, all your different colors of the realms. It encompasses, and that's what this school is going to encompass, all healing arts and sciences of all types. Exciting stuff. Here's something else, guys. All right. Now, we talked about it last night. We're talking about it all through my YouTubes. The toe. Check this out. Now, this is a diabetic. His blood sugars are now stable between 82 and 119. And they were in the 300s, 400s. Take a look at this toe. You guys, ye of little faith, take a look at this, babies. Growing back? Are we growing back? Huh? Look at that baby. All right. Look at this one. Now you might say to yourself, that still looks pretty gnarly. But it doesn't look it like this anymore, because that's what it looked like when we started. Huh? Aha! Aha! Beautiful, huh? It's rebuilding, guys. It's rebuilding itself. What's the diet? High protein? No. Just fruit. Oh, Is that not amazing? That's how you regrow tissue, boys, girls, right there. And you can do that with burns and everything else. You can burn your whole skin off your arm and rebuild it. Your body rebuilds itself. But you need to be in that chemistry. Remember, you're taking chemistry there and learning about electrical chemistry. Now we're getting into cell biology and just all kinds of fun stuff. Oh, my God. This lady is from Germany. Incredible. Incredible. I don't know whether she wants me to tell her name over YouTube. Or I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but... yeah, thank you, honey. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Beautiful. I'm going to send her through the schools. Also, this is a body mind balancing. Someone sent this to me. Thank you so much. Be anxious to look at it. You know, when I was living in the woods, we have so many babies right now. Doing unbelievably well. It's unbelievable. This is another young one here. Well, this is a female at 38. And she did, I did ask for her blood work. So her first name is R-E-U-T. I'll just leave it at that. Work on the liver, honey. Work on your liver. You sent me the blood work and everything else, so work on your liver. There's, of course, the adrenals. Get these nerve rings out of your eyes and all that. But, yeah, if you look back, you know, she's ferritin and stuff. But if you look back, she definitely has some liver enzyme issues and stuff. So definitely I would be working on my liver a little bit there. But you're done so well. Matter of fact, their young one, we've talked about their baby before here. Matter of fact, do I still have her pictures? Cute little pictures. A pediatrician in Scotland said that Ben's diet is at the 100, at the 1 percentile in Scotland. Mm-hmm. His formula is vegan, and apart from that, it's fruit, including non-sweet fruit like cucumbers. Yeah! And it's got a, this baby is, yeah, is doing incredibly, doing incredible. And it's nice to see a pediatrician. There's a raw food pediatrician down in Miami, too. I don't know too much about him, but I heard him. He was in court standing up for a case, and I learned about him, and so that was good to see a raw food pediatrician. There should be a lot more raw food pediatricians and more pediatricians that understand detox and understand how you take a young one with genetics and tumors and things like that, and how do you get them cleaned up and get them out healthy again. You get pediatricians clued into that, that would be too cool, wouldn't it? We could do that. But, sweetheart, this is, I don't know how to pronounce your name, Rhett, R-E-U-T. Thanks, sweetheart. Doing good for yourself. You got some strong genes here. You know, clean up the bowels and all that, but you got some major strong genes. Good strong genes. Now, here's a lot of you know Roseanne Calabrese. She's the professor in acupressure, puncture, and I've got her school layout here. She's got a nice class coming. She's coming over. We're going to record it here. But she's got a nice class here, traditional Chinese medicine and stuff. So you're going to want to take her class. It's going to be exciting. She's going to also, in her class, she'll be supplying golden ear seeds and things like that to deal with acupressure and puncture things. Just cool stuff. I'm so excited. What's this? Okay. This is a question. Thank you for all your support for almost 10 years. You've been 10 years walking the path of regenerative detoxification. Ah, God. Congratulations, man.
Oh, that's good. Kill me, Rod.
Yeah, yeah. Where do you come from?
G'day, mate.
Yeah. You too, huh? I'd like to ask a pharmacological... It's early in the morning. I've been in a business meeting all morning. does. If you take it, your body quits making it. Yeah, that's an old saying that I made years ago, because you see it every time, and you see it with digestive enzymes too. And that was one I was like, I don't know about that one. Hormones and steroids, we know factually, yes. But digestive enzymes, no, I see it. I've had clients on them for years, come in, can't digest anymore, still taking them. There's something there. Even though it's an enzyme, you'd think, well, it's going to work no matter what. I don't know, something. And he wants to know if this applies to antipsychotics. You know, I definitely believe that. And I think that, again, those can be titratables, where you're coming off slowly, like a hormonal or steroidal drug, where you want to titrate, give chance for all your cells to perk up from producing like a serotonin replacement or something like that. You're going to want to get those cells of your body into, I'm me again, yeah. And it just takes a little time and weaning off and letting your body know, no, you're not getting that anymore. You're going to have to produce your own now. I think the whole idea is ridiculous anyway. You know, I mean, I love homeopathy, but this vaccine consciousness is insane at the very least. That's if it really was what it should be. But, oh, we have no lights no more. Uh-oh. We lost our lights, guys, and our camera didn't turn on its lights, so I'm going to have to see what's going on. Love you guys. See you on the next video. Hi. Love you. The lights are back. Who knows? These lights go off all the time around here. Never know. But antipsychotics and stuff like that, you definitely want to wean off of those. But I'll tell you what. What would you do in replace of that, though? I mean, you just can't just follow the same lifestyle. Now, you've already been working on yourself, so this is not really geared to this chat. But if you want to stop something you're on that is controlling a symptom that you have you don't like, you know that if it's a pharmaceutical, you're going to have to change it in time, increase it in time, because nothing in that consciousness says you're going to correct or cure the cause of the problem. So, and the same thing on antipsychotics and anything else. What system would be the most important system you want to work on outside of the lymphatic system? That's always a given, number uno one. For every reason, we could sit there and go down pages of reasons. So, what other system would be vital that you work on? The endocrine glands, because they control everything. Your moods, everything. Remember, they're related to your spiritual chakras, your finer bodies that you're wearing, your emotional body. Remember, this physical body is not emotional. This is just a cellular body. So where does your emotions come from? I can't touch anger, right? You can't touch it physically. You can't touch thought physically. Remember, we talked about that last night, about, you know, where does all this war coming from here? And again, it's at the mental worlds. You know, it's where duality starts. And we've been feeding into that negative side of life through our movies and our just the way man has been going down, still a warring planet. Well, now you're seeing that side built up because we've been building it up. So now, you know, those that are rudely awakened by this, and it's to build up the God side now. You know, it's just the way that teeter-totter always goes. But you're always going to work on what, too? Here's your thyroid, right? Parathyroids. This is your chakras to yourself, to that which makes you happy. Depression and happiness. I don't love myself anymore. I'm a bad person. That sort of thing comes when this is weak, when your adrenals are working, it deals with breathing and neurological. So you get into anxieties and shyness and that side of it too. Having them both down, bipolar, you know. You have all these things going on, and it could be Monsieur Pituitary. And then the pineal, which is your third eye, your tish retil. When that's down, obviously you're going to have some blockages that way. Thank God consciousness does not need physical matter to exist. So that's what, you know, that's the way I would be going. And I would also be going upper circuit, brain, and nerve. Get these herbs for the neurons, because that turns on the nervous system, CNS and ANS. But the ANS is the autonomic, right? That comes out of the adrenal glands and stomach. So you're always going after the gut anyway. We have reasons that we have our protocol set for the areas of the body we have set for. Cleans them up nice, and the whole body responds nice. I mean, look at this gentleman in his toe. We're building something that was going to be discarded as too late. But it shows you the depth of what you can do. And when your body's not nothing like that, imagine the level of health that you can attain, the level of vitality, the level of awareness, you know, the quietness of the mind. Man has just been on a downhill slide in his diet, and it's just coming to the point he's hit a wall. And that wall is, you know, people, it's just a dangerous wall. Genetically, man is at its lowest peak ever, man meeting man and woman. I'd wean off of them at the same time. I'm going to back it up. I'm going to back up my adrenals. I'm going to back up my thyroid, parathyroid. I'm going to make sure my pituitary is not down, right? I'm going to go after my kidneys. Kidneys are going after adrenals anyway. You got to. That matrix is together. Your thyroid and skin matrix. And I would do this. I would probably start, well, you've already been on a raw food diet for a long time. There's no reason why, way before this, I would have had you off of that way before this. So you go on a fruit diet, and I mean, that's real psychoactive, right? So then you just want to, I would go every other day. You're taking the herbs too, so I would, whatever medication you're on, go every other day. Or if you're on two or three pills, cut down one. Or better yet, go to the man or woman who put you on them and tell them, I'm coming off, get me off. Now that's the problem. You have to deal with a closed state of consciousness that doesn't understand that you're also backing that up with power. You're backing that up with turning on the glands that you have suppressed, either genetically or dietarily or whatever, and you're turning that on. So your production in your body will start to turn on, become electrical and alive again. And that's the only way I know to do that, outside of that. So I would be weaning off of them by far. Steroids, I generally go every other day for a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, depends how long you've been on them, and then go every 3-4 days, you know, and see. If you got a symptom, you pop one. So what? Don't get too weirded out about them. Medical doctors make you scared about them and everything else. Power and control. Take back your power and your control. I'm not familiar with this. PALIPERIDONE. Paliperpidone, I don't know what that is. There's so many pharmaceuticals out there, who the hell knows? Ugh. But, not being totally negative about it, we live in a world where you gotta have them. You have so many stats out there, emergencies, because people don't know how to take care of themselves, but if the problem is staying on something. You know, you're beyond an emergency, you're taking something for high blood pressure. Well, if they knew what caused it and how the diet to help you get off of it, yeah, it'd be something else, but they don't. So you're generally put on a high blood pressure medication and you're on it for the rest of your life, whether you like it or not. Thank you so much for this. Oh, Nicole. Hi, sweetheart. Thank you for your generous content and advice. I know myself and many others are grateful. Oh, thank you, honey. I love you all, and I'll tell you, we're all going to get well, aren't we? We're going to get our health back. We're going to have fun now, right? And you have fun when you let go of the insanity around you, you know? And realize you've got to get control of your mind, because listen, you're going to have thoughts coming to you that are not yours. And you have to be awake of this. The more awake you get, the more you're watching thoughts. You're not thinking them. And that's the goal. Watch thoughts, don't think them. Right? So you're going to have thoughts coming into you now that are negative, that are evil. You're going to have a lot of this, guys. It's not you. We're at war now. The creation is. You've got the two forces. The war is always between those two forces and how they manifest down in each plane at each level. And what we're seeing is just that force coming out of the mind. That's how you change things. Is first you got to change the mind. So we got to start feeding into this physical consciousness more about healing and awareness and love and things like that. I hate to coin a word love, but you know, that comes naturally out of you. You don't have to force yourself to love anything. It comes out of you when you start looking around and you start seeing the beauty of God, the beauty of nature, the beauty of flowers, the beauty of fruit. And the taste. Most everything else, you got to put something on it, you know, to get taste. And fruit, you're going, organic right off the tree, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. You beauty.
Yeah. I'm a 33-year-old female with a history of borderline ovarian tumors. First one at age 23. They're not quite cancer and not quite benign. Well, doesn't matter if they're cancer or not. All that means when something is diagnosed as cancer, that means you let some surgeon or some medical doctor poke and get you a couple cells, take it to a pathologist, and the pathologist stains them to see what level of functionability they are. And if it's a cell that can't function no more, basically you're dubbed a cancer cell. Basically. I was going to be a histologist for a while, but too toxic in histology. Holy crap. Pathology is one toxic place, brother. All these chemicals and stainings. Oh, my God. Petrochemical city. I couldn't stand. I told the medical doctor down here in Cape Coral Hospital I was going to work under him for a while. I said, no way. I don't know how you're living here. I don't know how you're doing it, man. I currently have a borderline tumor in my body after doing a round of IVF, in vitro fertilization. Well, why are you doing that for? Why would you do that, honey? We can get you to conceive. That's not the problem. You want to fix this problem. What does this tell you right off now that she's on vitro fertilization? What's going on with her? You got a pituitary going on right now, right? Without saying anything else, you got a pituitary going on. That means she has all the other glands down to some extent, but definitely the kidneys and adrenals, right? Why? Where do those tumors come from? Thin air? Out of nowhere? No, nothing happens out of nowhere. There's always a cause for every effect, right? So is this a bunch of blood pulling up in these areas? Of course not. There's only one other fluid that it can be outside of agua. Yeah, lymph. And that's just what they are, honey. And your kidneys are the filters. But look, you're telling me you got pituitary problems. Don't go to in vitro fertilization. No, you want to get healthy. You want a healthy pituitary. But you've got kidneys going on too. And the pituitary is down probably because of that. So you've got to always work on the cause of all man's suffering, kidneys, lymphatics, clean that up. And as you clean that up, of course, these tumors will come out. But I say you got a pituitary problem. Why don't you send us your eyes? Only have one little piece of an ovary left. Oh, I got it. You know, the problem is that other piece you have in you has a lymph system in it too. And it'll be the next to go. You know how it goes. The thing is, though, fix it and try to regrow the part of the ovary you have and maybe regrow another ovary. You have to be 100% raw, and I would say closer to 100% fruit than veggies. And you could grow tissue back again. That's what this is for. And any scar tissue that you might be getting from these surgeries could be eating itself up there. And any adhesions you might be getting, they're playing down around the abdominal cavity. So you can get a lot of adhesions down there. In order to preserve my eggs for the future, let's rebuild. Let's go. Let's rebuild. Let's don't cut out anymore. Let's fix what you got. You're only, how old are you? 33 years old? Honey, come on. Let's get fixed up. Let's rebuild those ovaries. Let's get those kidneys filtering to where you're not going to pop tumors anymore, ovarian cysts or whatever you're doing. Oh, look at this. I'm fairly certain the answer to my health has something to do with the pituitary gland. I love you guys. You guys are smart. It's what it takes. to win the game. You guys are winning the game. You know that, don't you? I love you guys. You know, this is what it takes to have smart people. I don't know how their medical community is going to take you guys. You're going to be hard to get one over on you. That's for sure. That's what I love, though. None of my people, they're not going to get in over you guys, are they? No! My question about which herbs would be most helpful, since the IVF drugs were hyperstimulating the pituitary in order to produce... See, that's what I'm saying. That's why you don't want to do hyperproduce, because then you have that kick bump to the other glands, and then you... That's this. You know, stimulation, innervation. Stimulation, innervation. Stimulation, innervation. So what they stimulate, well, definitely going to go down the other way. So here's a one. They can give you enough to conceive, but are you going to hold the term? See, and these are other things to think about, too. Because when that pituitary is down, you become estrogenic, you can become all kinds of things. So, fix. So this tells me you have this. You have colon. You know, when your sinuses and all this are backed up and you have chronic pituitary, and my guess, do you have sleep problems, pineal problems? Because generally with comes the pituitary, comes the pineal. And that's like insomnia, rest problems, things like that. As a rule, not every time, but as a rule. So you got to get in your bowels with the GI broom and GI Renew and things like this and clean up. Clean, 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 clean. Cleaning is hydrating. You're learning it from Pat and how the electrons and the protons, you're learning how that all works. And you're not expected to learn all the chemical formulas. That's ridiculous. Nobody does. Of course, it's been a lot of years for me. So I don't, you know, learning all the chemical, who cares? As long as you learn about the orbits, you're learning about the electron-proton connection, which is alkaline, which is base, which is electrical, that whole understanding of ionization, and exactly how chemistry works, electricity, and why it's important to have raw foods and the electrical currents and pHs of all your fluids in your body and that. You could go nuts trying to figure, because they don't know. And pHs can vary depending upon ingestion of chemistry. And ingestion of chemistry can be not only by mouth, but it can also be by what you breathe, what you put on your skin. See, we can ingest chemistry from a lot of different ways. So, you want to detox yourself. Get in there deeper and get up on the... I would do upper circuit brain and nerve to get blood going up. This is how I activate things. I get blood going, so I oxygenate. Bring oxygen, turn things on, and ignite energetically, not chemically hyperstimulate. Because with that comes the opposite side. We want dynamic cellular energy. That's what I call it. Dynamic cellular energy. We do not want stimulated energy, cellular energy. We don't want it. We want dynamic cellular energy with proper MDN. T, adenosine triphosphates, all the phosphates. We want energy. That's what we look for. Whether we get it through consciousness, we get it through our foods, we get it through our fun and laughters, however you get it, right? So this is what I would do. Head on down that road. More about me. I have a slowly low thyroid. Remember, your pituitary is down, and it controls all the other ones. So that's TSH. Look at PTH, that's your pituitary. Now, if you're going to have a baby and you want to control, you want to conceive and everything like this, what would be another vital, vital place? Because you just now stepped on it with me, the thyroid, right? Well, what's another, what's four other little glands around that? Those two ones. Yeah, parathyroids. And the vitalness of those, all those factors is calcium structure, depression, postpartum, all these things like that. And it is. There's another mother that just killed, three of her babies. Gruesome. But she was told that if she didn't, the devil would get them. The same thing. I'll never forget Andrea Yates. I'll never forget her name. Never forget. Killed five of her babies. Postpartum depression. No one's helping them. Like this one dude said, antidepressants. Things like that. They don't know. You guys are learning how you fix things and how you get yourself in a healthy state of happiness and joy. Absolutely. These guys just treat symptoms and with toxic pharmaceuticals. So you're on a teeter-totter always. There's no fixing thing. The low thyroid, I'm going to guess now, you could have thyroid, but also pituitary controlling it. This pituitary could be sitting down on that thyroid and parathyroid and adrenals. Off by 1 point. Yeah, but you know, don't be point. Don't look at blood points. No. Anemia, okay, there's your adrenal glands for sure. Clean out your liver and all that. And low stomach acid, malabsorption. That's heavy lymphatic stagnation. Well, we guess it. We know what our problem is here. I switched to about 70 to 80% fruits. Love it. Smoothie juices, raw foods, minimal salt. Crave the salt, do we? You know, right there. What's that, guys, when you crave salt? Adrenals. Adrenals control what? Sodium potassium pump. Your mineral utilization. We're going around. Somebody find where I found that 23 mineral cortical steroids from the adrenals. I got so many A&P books. Pat, you sure you don't have this book? I'm going to get this book to her. And one of the ladies on the class last night found it and got it. I'm proud of you. Forget. This is just an old guy, an ODO. You know, a biochemist trying to explain to you supplementation and a little bit about chemistry and how it works and getting into the zeta potentials and getting into the electrical potentials of things. You know, and but again, I'm not saying that this guy's right all along here, but he has good chemistry classes when he was alive. But it helps you to understand a little more about it. But keep in mind, keep pulling back to the overview. Your overview, always the overview. You know, we can get into these little pathways of chemistry. Okay, I love that, you know, just for the fun of it. But then pull back and look at the overview, and then you can enjoy both worlds. If you get lost in this, you're not happy, you don't know the answers, you forget the answers, you don't know how to help anybody anymore, and you're lost. We'll try. Yeah, I'm not about trying, are you? So I'll send this to Pat. I'll have to ship it out today. And I gave it to her. She probably has it boxed up in all her boxes. She reads so much. She's got libraries. She probably has that hidden away. Incorporating 1 to 2 days of fasting, enemas, infrared sauna. Stop! No! No for the infrared. I'm telling you guys, no. No different 5Gs, everything else. You're going to burn from the inside out. Stop it. No, use essential oils in a steam sauna. You can buy one for $1,200-$1,300 and put them in your bathroom, and then you can use lemon or whatever you want to use in essential oil to detoxify yourself. Do not use far infrared sauna, please, guys, please. You guys are mature enough, right? I mean, this is a mature site, right? From you guys that have been to school, you've probably seen some tumors. Tumors, huge. Let me show you what the far infrared does. If I can do this and not show you this lady. Yeah. Okay. So, you can see the size of her on one side, and the other breast is just about burnt off, right? That's far infrared. Nah, I don't think so. Red ray treatment in Europe, right? About fried her up. I had to get, loosen all this up and work this. It's horrible. So, knowing the infrared, please. You know, everybody makes everything sound good, but when you isolate, you danger zone. And that's in supplements and everything else. When you isolate, now you're tearing the family apart. And when you tear the family apart, now you have a different outcome. And in chemistry, some of the outcomes are not so pleasant, especially when you bring some of the distant cousins like arsenic and stuff forward on you. Yeah, not too much fun then. And generally aiming to alkalize my body. What are your thoughts? That is it, Nicole. My thoughts is you're doing good. You're doing great. I love the plan. Get rid of the far infrared. Get you a steam sauna if you want, of course. Get that thyroid up. Pick that up. Now, I wouldn't use a glider for the pituitary, but I would use a herbal formula for the pituitary. Thyroid, parathyroid, you want to make sure that you're parathyroid. How's your bones? How's your fingernails? Are they solid? Is there any cracks? Are they brittle? Is there any varicose veins? How are you? How's your skin tone? Look for anything that deals with calcium utilization if you don't have anything else to look at. You know, because as a mama, you do not want to fall into postpartum depression. These mothers are going nuts and hurting their babies, and it's not their fault. No one knows how to help them. We do. And we need to help these mamas. Look at these babies that we're turning out. You guys are turning out babies like unbelievable. Got to be ready for their awareness, though. Keep in mind, you're not just getting healthy baby bodies. You're getting healthy baby awareness, and so you're going to have to deal with an awareness that could be greater than your own. I'm serious. You're bringing in these higher souls. You know, when you open your door pathway, you don't think God's going to slip these higher beings in on you? Oh, no. Oh, no. You're going to get them. So some of you guys are going to bring in some masters in here. Mark my words. You're going to bring some high beings in here, so be prepared. And keep getting your children open up. Never close them off to learn. Just academics, open them also. You keep them. Remember that little girl that asked a little baby, tell me about, she's only 5 years old, and she asked a little baby just more, please tell me about God again. I'm about to forget. Nice stuff. Go for it, sweetheart. Go, go, go. I just in here, just had a big business meeting. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit after the class. I always like to do that. I had a bunch of questions, and then I actually got so busy and tied up in some stuff, I forgot that. So I was a little late, and did you know it's Pat's birthday? I was supposed to tell you that last night, and I totally spaced it. There's so much stuff on my mind. I've been so much putting together that it's Patty's birthday. I don't know how old she is, but she's a young one. All right. I love you guys. Nice class. Nice school. I'm so excited, guys. Level 2 is almost up for you. We're just doing some final exam straightening out. We're reviewing the class to make sure you're getting everything. I've already recorded a lot of extra stuff on it. Protocols mainly, how to work yourself through protocols. Level 2 is how you do it. Level 2 is how you do it. Cases, you know. Also, more of understanding this. And then I've got another class that'll be coming out there and starting your own business, how you do that. I've still got more to film on that one. I'm going to show you how to work a ledger. I don't know if you've ever done ledgers in your businesses, but I'm going to show you how to do your own ledger work. It's not difficult to do your own bookkeeping. Real easy, especially as you just get started. Real easy to do it. Bookkeeping is just, that's a no-brainer. That's simple stuff. So I'll get some ledgers in here and show you how to take care of your own bookkeeping and stuff like that. We've already, I've been over a lot about advertising, getting your own mediums, how you build your business from just standing. You got your degree, where do you go with it? You know, so I'm teaching you, what do you do with this? And even ours, you know, you already know what to do with ours, because you all, I mean, it's amazing. But when you graduate from most schools, they haven't put it all together for you. So you just got pieces in the mind that you've learned and memorized, and now you've got to get this 360. And now you got to go out, and how do I get started in business? What do I do? How do I, you know, I don't have much money. How do I save money? Where do I draw the most bang for my buck? All this, things like that. And I've had 50 years of starting all kinds of businesses in my practice over and over again. So hopefully I can help you there. So I love you guys. And the toe, guys, we're winning it. He's saving his toe, and his blood sugars are now perfect. No more diabetes. If he keeps maintaining it like that, he's done. He's good. Isn't that cool? Yeah. Good job, guys. Right. Love you guys.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy what you're hearing, please visit his website, Dr. Morris's herbalhealthclub.com, for more information. Also, if you have a question for Dr. Morris to respond on an upcoming Q&A on YouTube, please send email to questions@dmhhc.com. Come join us on other platforms, Instagram and Twitter @RobertMorseND. So until then, stay happy and come back soon.